You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was announced earlier this month that Auckland Pride Board would ban police from wearing uniforms from the Auckland Pride Parade. The reasons given dates back to last year when the board approached the police about their LGBTI plus community, how they have been treated by the police, and if there's any significant changes to the way the police behave. They would say they could be represented by police in uniform at the parade. After many community feedback sessions, the decision was made stating, whilst there is goodwill towards the NZ Police as an institution, they do not currently meet the degree of safety and awareness of intersectionality required by the rainbow communities. The decision has created an array of issues as sponsorship was cancelled from groups such as ANZ, Vodafone and even Rainbow Communities Trust, suggesting the move was exclusive to certain communities. In an interview with RNZ on Saturday, Pride President Chrissy Rock suggested there should be separation from the majority weighing in on the issue that affected a minority group.
I find it so hard to understand why a community that has often been the minority voice is all of a sudden getting into this idea of the majority voice. And I don't think that we've been overtaken by radicals. There's no surprise element here when we've been very transparent as a board the whole time about what we're doing, inviting people to participate in the conversations, and now people are very engaged. So I guess that's a very positive thing, that we've got a huge membership that are very engaged and you know, they're letting us know that they're not happy, and more people are also letting us know that they like the fact that the small amount of influence that we had, we've used to allow their voices to be amplified. And that's actually one of the purposes of our organisation. It's in our constitution to give voice to members of the rainbow communities that are fighting for respect and equality and championing the elimination of discrimination of rainbow communities.
However, there are also issues with the Pride Board itself. After the decision was made, board member Maddie Jackson stepped down from the board, and Pride Board are also holding a special meeting to deal with the lack of confidence within the board over the police ban. Whilst there are vocal groups against the ban, there are also vocal groups for the ban, and Socialist Aotearoa is one of them. I spoke to Socialist Aotearoa member Danny Wilkinson about the upcoming board meeting, history of police and LGBTI communities, and firstly, what is the Socialist Aotearoa stance on the police uniform ban?
We're in full support of the Pride Board's decision. The police shouldn't be marching in uniform until they can assure all members of the rainbow community that they're going to be safe at the hands of police.
Could you explain a little bit about the history behind this event, in the sense of the police and the LGBTI communities?
So obviously there have been long outstanding issues, and you go right back in, just even in gay history. I mean, it was illegal for a long, long time, and police have a long history of beating and brutalising gay members of the community. And as being homosexual became more and more kind of socially accepted, that brutality sort of eased off towards the elite of the gay community. So you're looking at the wealthier members of the community who present in a way that society deems palatable. So the wealthy white men, particularly, but any other members of the community, that brutality has continued. And so there's ongoing issues with people of colour who identify within the rainbow, and particularly trans people who are misgendered. They're locked up in cells, particularly for trans women, locked up in cells with men, and misgendered and all of those sorts of things. So that's an ongoing issue. And until that's resolved, we really need to stand up for those people who are still marginalised and still oppressed, and particularly by the police.
What is your stance on the organisations that are saying the Auckland Pride Board are being exclusive?
I don't think they're being exclusive at all. They're asking the police not to wear their the uniforms that signify the oppression that they've wrought on the rainbow community, they're still invited to march. They're choosing not to do so. They're choosing to exclude themselves because they're not able to hold the Pride Board to ransom over a uniform. They shouldn't be marching in uniform. This is not a police event. This is a Pride event, and they should be signifying, or they should be marching in a way that's going to be inclusive for members of the rainbow community, not inclusive for the police.
There's talk about how this debacle and people on either side of this spectrum discussing how the LGBT community could be divided into two segments, mainstream and radical. Do you think that is a fair statement?
No, I don't think that there's sort of mainstream and radical. I think there's the elite who are not looking beyond the end of their own noses, and they're only seeing how they've been treated in very recent history and forgetting about the rest of the rainbow, essentially. They're forgetting that people of colour and trans people are still heavily oppressed by the police, and that all they're seeing is that in their lifetime they've never been arrested, they've never been beaten just for being gay by the police, that sort of thing. They're not seeing that other people are still receiving that treatment. So that's not a radical stance. We had a meeting here yesterday afternoon to sort of discuss these actions and what we need to do as a socialist community. But we had people here who don't identify as radical lefties or socialists who are very much in agreement with the Pride Board stance that we should be looking after the more oppressed members of the community more than we should be looking after the police's feelings about their uniforms.
I believe the Auckland Pride Board is having a special meeting to deal with the lack of confidence over the police ban. I think even a former member resigned. What is Socialist Aotearoa's stance on the vote of no confidence to overturn the Auckland Pride Board?
Well, we're hoping to be present at the SGM. Many of our members are members of the rainbow community, and so we'll be present at this SGM, and when it comes time to vote, we will definitely be voting in favour of keeping the existing Pride Board and standing behind their decision. And we're hoping that that's the way things will go.
Is there tension within the Pride Board itself over this decision?
There probably is, because I know there's been a lot of issues going on. There's definitely been some doxing and some bullying from the people who are trying to overturn the Pride Board's decision. Some of the Pride Board members, their families and their grandparents and their children have been contacted and abuse heaped upon them. So I'm sure there's some tension there, and probably a lot of fear too. I mean, this is ridiculous bullying, and it shouldn't be happening.
So there's a lot of external tension and pressure that's getting put on the board at the moment.
Yeah, there absolutely is. There's people weighing in that really don't have a stake in the outcome of this, which is basically ridiculous. The likes of Duncan Garner and Mike Richardson and Mike Hosking, really, Mark Richardson, sorry, shouldn't be, like, their opinions shouldn't matter. They're not members of the rainbow community, and what they have to say should be of no consequence to anybody in regards to rainbow community politics or events.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
We'll be right back after this. Here is Olympic Girls by Tiny Ruins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.